tongue unto the Lord. Aspect saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his riders as he thrown into the sea. God will give you a new song. I said, God will put a new song in your mouth. Before this time next week, you will triumph gloriously. Every challenge is over your destiny, you will triumph. Every situation making you to cry, you will laugh over them. Everything that have subjected you to ridicule, you will come and testify. Can I hear your believing name? Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated majestically. I want to make three announcements and now go into the message. By the grace of God, with Jesus, God has added to us in this family of Jesus Embassy. We are Jesus rules, he reigns, and he resides. Give the Lord a clap offering for a bouncing baby boy that God gave us on Friday. It was not announced, so I have to announce it. God gave to the family of Brother Leke Abodure. That was the choir director. Hallelujah. And the naming comes up on Friday by the grace of God in Lukwe. The details they will give us. Number two, please join me as we celebrate a man that God has kept for 50 years to this morning. So, madam, ushers, can you help me to relocate him? You can't celebrate a man at the back. The man must be at the front. Please help me to celebrate Elder and Elder Mrs. Femi Edna. Please let them come and sit in the front. You can't clap. On the day of your celebration, I want to see who is clapping for you. Happy birthday, sir. We will sing happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, man. Don't worry. You didn't think I even... I've seen you. You came with them. Please come and sit with them behind. Come and be their aides. No, don't worry. You can move inside for them. Clap for Jesus. You know one thing? We don't celebrate ourselves in this part of the world. And it's not good. Hallelujah. On the day of your celebration, thank you, sir. He's anointed. Let me to tell your neighbor, learn to celebrate your brother. Learn to celebrate your sister. Hallelujah. Because whatsoever you make happen for others, others make it happen for you. Please celebrate this man that God has kept for the past 50 years. Hallelujah. If you are not standing up, then on the day of your celebration, nobody will stand for you. Celebrate them, celebrate them. Celebrate them, celebrate them, celebrate them. Hallelujah. Why is it that we don't celebrate ourselves? Somebody clocked 50. You think it's an easy thing to be 50? 50 blessed years multiplied by 365 days, multiplied by 24 hours. Multiply by 24, Abba, celebrate God in their life. Hallelujah. You are permitted. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you. Please be seated. After service, we'll be doing the ooh yeah. Many, many happy returns. Hallelujah. And today marks the conclusion of Sunday school, anointed feeding. So, in all this, how many of you know that celebration will be your portion? So this morning, I'll be ministering on the titled, It Will All End in Celebration. It will all end in what? Look, I didn't hear you. It will end in what? Except you don't want to be celebrated. It will all end in what? Hello, sir. Hello, ma. I'm not even careful of what you are passing through. Whatsoever you are passing through, I have the confidence and I'm persuaded to tell you it will end in celebration. It doesn't matter what is happening to you today. It doesn't matter what is happening to you in the years past. What has happened to you before does not matter what will happen in your tomorrow. But I can see a glimpse of your tomorrow. It will end in celebration. I will start with Sunday school, anointed feeding, which we said, by the grace of God, we've been told so many things about this anointing feeding. And in the course of the meeting, there is a good meal and there is a bad meal. There is a woman that was eating a meal. She was eating pounded yam and a furry roll. And suddenly, she suddenly find a frog in her food and she covered it up. And suddenly, by the time she said she want to open the food again, the frog has disappeared. And she developed a terrible sickness. That's a bad food from the wicked one. You will not eat any bad food. The enemy will not truncate your destiny. The enemy will not put a, oh Lord, taboo over your food of your life. But there is a good food also by the grace of God. And this good food is being served by God. And who is the one, the maker of this food? It's God. He said, if you erect a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Your enemy will not die. They will come and wash your plates. They will come and clean up your rubbish. After eating good food, the enemy will see your goodness in life. Your enemy will see your progress. The Lord will not truncate their destiny. The Lord will not truncate them. They will see with their two eyes the goodness of God in your life. Your progress in your destiny. Can I hear your good amen? But there is one good meal I want to appeal to you that you must take every month. That's the bread of life. The bread of heaven is the only one that can satisfy a man. And this bread is prepared by God himself. And every fourth Sunday of the month, this bread is served in this great place, 6 to 7. And we call it Holy Communion. This bread gives you strength to the weary ones. And it was this bread that Elijah ate and moved forward when there was famine. It is this same bread that carries the power and the life of Jesus. So you should not miss this bread, which is called the communion service. Every first Sunday of the month, we prepare this bread. God himself prepare it and we serve it. And it takes us in the strength of God for the rest of the month. This bread also brings healing and deliverance unto us. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing those that were oppressed of the devil. This same bread guarantees rest and satisfaction. He said, take this is my body which is broken for you. Eat and do this in remembrance of me. You can't eat this bread and remain the same in life. This bread also endures forever and give everlasting life. He said, this is the bread of life. I said, I am the bread of life. You can't eat this bread and deadness will still remain in your body. Whatsoever is dead, when you take this bread of life, it turns it back to life. I'm here to announce to you that in this time of, oh Lord, first Sunday of the month, coming months and the months to come, don't be found wanting to take this bread and you will receive life in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you louder? Amen. Tell your neighbor it will end in celebration. No. Say it as if you mean it, brother. We read in John chapter 5, by the grace of God, that there was a man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. Somebody say 38 years. He was there stagnated. And we read also that during these 38 years, once in a year, the angel of God comes to trouble the water. And when the angel of God comes to trouble the water, whosoever that comes forth into the pool, there are five porches there. Whosoever that comes forth into the pool of this pool of Bethesda will be made whole. Now, I want to give you three scenarios this morning because I'm watching my time. We're doing Thanksgiving for Sunday school. We're doing Thanksgiving for Elder Femi. And we're going to celebrate God before we leave. And by 11, we want to finish. So I'm going to give you three scenarios of John chapter 5, verse 1, 5 or 5 to what, whatever that we read. Now, number one. To the pool, to those that were fast, we want to look at the pool. The pool of Bethesda. Let's see the scenario. To the pool that are, to the people that are fast, the pool was a healing pool to them. Healing what? The pool was not healing pool to everybody. But to the people that are consistent, people that are determined, people that are desperate, the pool was a healing pool to them. Number two, to the people that are slow, not consistent, not determined, it was a swimming pool. It was what? A swimming pool. So you determine what you are coming to do in church. Some people come to church to mark register. Now you're just coming for a gathering. But to some, like the woman with the issue of blood, he said, if only I can touch him, the garment, I will be made whole. So, she's not going to a gathering. She's going for an encounter. Am I talking to somebody? So, the healing, the pool of Bethesda means so many things to many people. Number one, what did I tell you? It was healing what? To the people that are desperate, determined, that are expectant from God. Number two, it is what? A swimming pool to the people that are slow, that are not consistent. Number three, the pool of Bethesda is to others like a marketplace. They came to buy and sell. It's a beautiful pool. I've been there severally. So you will see people buying and selling. So that's to some people coming to church, they've come to buy and sell. While the message is going on, they are calculating. He has Ritika owed me some money. Brother James is owing me this money. No, they have come to church to buy and sell. It's like a marketplace to them. So I don't know the reason why you are here. But the pool of Bethesda means so many things for many people. Number one, it was a healing bar. A healing pool to one. Another one, it was a swimming pool. You just go there to swim. Number three, to some people, you know where there are gathering, you will see people that want to buy, sell Bible, sell this. They didn't come for church. They didn't come for any encounter. All they want to do is market. Number four, to some, it was no go area. Because they know the fire of God is there. Number five now. The pool of Bethesda is a place where the angel visit periodically, once in a year. Hello, sir. Is it once in a year? Some people come to church on Easter Sunday alone. Some people come to church on the crossover day. Am I saying something? Am I right? So, you know that person. You know somebody like that. Somebody has testified that. So, once in a year, the angel comes and troubles the water. Hello, sir. This man that has been there for 38 years has experienced 38 miracles, but nothing happened to him. Because every year, there is a healing. Of any kind of diseases, any kind of problem. Hello, sir. You've been coming to church for this many years. You've been experiencing people testifying. What about your own? When are you coming to share your testimony? When are you coming with your own testimony? To some people, it was a healing pool.
To some people, it was swimming pool. To some people, it's a marketplace. To some people, no go area. It's to some people, it is a place where the angel visit periodically. Number six. To some people, it was a place where Jesus changed somebody's destiny. Jesus came there. Among the multitude, Jesus singled out this man. I said, will you be made old? The man started telling us all kinds of stories. We don't need your story. There is a glory that is coming. We don't need your story. There is a glory that is going on with you. So, it is a place where Jesus changed one's destiny. Number seven, quickly. To this man, and we're going to look at him now, is a place of stagnation and limitation. How will somebody be in a place for 38 years? For him to move forward, no moving forward. For him to go back, they abandoned him. They abandoned him at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. Nothing to show forth. But I'm here to announce to you, the same encounter that man had, I'm making to celebrate at the end of this story. You will celebrate. Your amen of your neighbor is louder than yours. That is the scenario of the pool of what? Bethesda. Now, let's look at the man at the pool that has been there for 38 years. Let's look at the scenario. Number one, the man was in the school of expectation. He has been expecting for day one when the family brought him. I wish the angel would come. As he was crawling to the pool, somebody else had been there. So his expectation had long overdue. Hello, sir. You've been expecting God's touch in your life. It's long overdue. This morning, the heaven will touch you. I said, heaven will touch you. We are the two people God wants to touch this morning. Somebody say, God, touch me. So for this man, he was in the school of what? Expectation. But the Bible makes me to understand that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. I have a good news for you. If you have been in that school, your expectation will be met this morning. I didn't hear your amen now. No, can I hear your resounding amen? Number two, this man has reproach and certain challenges. There is no man born of a woman that does not have challenges in life. Somebody say no. There is no man born of a woman that does not have what? The way you handle your challenges will determine how the challenge will stay or not. So to this man, he has challenges for 38 years that have stagnated his destiny. Maybe you are like that man. This morning, you will smile over your challenges. No, I'm not happy with the amen this morning. Let it be a rounding amen. Let it be a wonderful amen. Number three. I don't have all the time. Number three. He was close to the pool of healing, but never enjoyed the power of healing. You are close. You have been coming to church, but nothing has rubbed on your life. That story will change. I've been going to church, but nothing has happened. Not in this church. Not here. Maybe your story is like this man. Been stagnated for several years. But today, everything that I've held you down in life will give way for you. Four. Number five, this man was close to the pool, but never enjoyed the power of the pool. He had proximity, but no connectivity. Number four, this man was helpless for 38 years, but no helper for him.
He was what?
Helpless.
For how many years?
The Bible said they carried him there. Who will have carried him? The angel can come 1 a.m. The angel can come 3 a.m. At every year, this man missed all opportunities.
Every opportunity you miss in life, as the Lord liveth, as I stand here this day, there will be restoration in sevenfold. We are the seven people. We are the seven people. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive the opportunity. What's lost in the name of Jesus?
Holy Spirit.
It was helpless, but no man to help, no helper.
Just the same way God commanded the ravens to supply food for Elijah, God will command your helpers
to seven people. The seven should take it. Helpers of destiny, let them locate you by fire. I said by fire. By fire they will locate you. In the name of Jesus.
In the course of this study, I came across a word. I've been reading it, but the Lord breathed upon it on my heart. He said, I commanded helpers to arise. Just like I commanded the ravens to supply food for Elijah. And I wrote down, he said, by the grace of God, as the Lord liveth, everyone hearing my voice, God will command your helpers. They will not have peace until they come to your aid.
For seven people, we are the seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We are the seven. Can I hear your loud hallelujah?
You are passing through today because there is a breakthrough in your tomorrow. Did you hear what I just said? You are passing through today just because there is what? A breakthrough in your tomorrow. Congratulations. Congratulations. Because celebration comes. In the way of your breakthrough, in the way of your passing through, there is a breakthrough. In the way of your challenges, there is a celebration. In the way where things have not been working for you, there is a workout in your destiny. If there are deposits, can I see you celebrate it? Can I see you celebrate it? Hallelujah!
Number five.
For this man, he was on queue for 38 years. You stay too long on the queue. God bless you, my dear. Somebody say, it's my turn. Because it will end in celebration. Somebody say, it's my turn. You've been on the queue for this long. Why do you want to be on the queue forever? No. You've been on the queue. This man was on the queue for how many years? Why should I be on queue when the Savior can come to my head? And the man was on queue. He did not invite Jesus. He did not do anything. But favor located him. The supernatural met with the natural of his life. And everything ended in celebration. The supernatural cannot meet with you. And you will keep crying. The only tears that will come will be tears of joy. Hello, sir. Somebody will shed tears of joy this week. Hello, sir. It will not be tears of lamentation. It will not be tears of sorrow. It will be tears of joy. And I won't tell you what say for me. That will be your song. Well, what all you are safe? and tears will be rolling down your eyes. Ah!
Hey! Hey, you love me too, pal. Hey, you love me too, pal.
Tell your neighbor, I'm jumping the queue. Ha. Jesus said, you've stayed too long on this mountain. It's now for you to move. Why should I be on the queue? Others have been making it. Others have been giving their statement. Look at me very well. I'm the next on line. Hey, point to me and say, it's my turn, it's my turn. Say, it's my turn, because it's going to end in praise. It's my turn, it's going to end in celebration. It's my turn, it's going to end in celebration. I am tired of the valley. I am tired of the valley. Set my face. Set my. Hold it. Hold it. Now, in this church, we don't mourn. We don't do anything. Anytime on Sunday is a celebration day. I am tired of the valley. Set my feet. Take me. Ever want to Jesus. Where are the people that want to celebrate? Hallelujah. Hey, come on. Come on. Come on. Hey,
you love me too, pal.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Give the Lord a clap offering. Let's finish the message. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's my time to jump the queue. I've been there for a long time. No. It's my time to jump. Number what? Number five. Am I right? A, B, C, D. Hallelujah. Apart that man was been there for 38 good years, he was a spectator of his destiny. Woman sought on him. You go to stadium to cheer people, you are not the one they are cheering. Ah, you got in your miracle, God bless you. This is my 16th year here. He was a spectator. He knows for those 38 years, he knows the address of those that have received miracle. But miracle never come to him. Hello, sir. He was a spectator and a commentator. A spectator and what? Go! He said, go! You do that in your houses. Am I right? Are you the one they are cheering? The money they share for them, have they given you 10 kobo? You are a spectator. until they celebrate you. But it's your time for your celebration. Look, is that the way you celebrate Pekah? Is that the way? Go! 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 Everybody will be shouting go everywhere. Hello, sir. When you are watching those balls, Manchester and Beckham, or what the fans for life, Beckham Blue for life, or what do they call it? Chelsea. What do they call it? Chelsea for life. Which one is blue? Arsenal for life. How much have they given you? You celebrate them in your color, in your houses. You pay a lot of money to watch them. How many people are paying to watch you? It's a food for thought for you. But as the Lord liveth, by the grace and the anointing in the house, men will pay to come and visit you. Why should I be a spectator in life? Why should I know the highest bidder? They said this one is moving from one club to another, and they are bidding over his life in $1 billion. How many people have bidded for you in life? In fact, they don't know your address. But there is somebody that knows your address that will change your story. Somebody shout the name Jesus. Somebody shout the name. Shout the name. Shout the name. Shout the name. Jesus, please be seated. Jesus met this man. You know Jesus, when I came 38 years ago, operator, the end has come to your story. Two people, I just had this woman's wife. I said the end has come to your story. Every story that will not glorify God, I put an end to them in the name of Jesus. When they want to describe you, the sister that tells, No. They said that woman, other sister, is always telling story. What has God done? Now, by the reason that the next time you stand here, your story will become a glory. We are the people that their story will change to glory. Can I hear your shout of glory? Abba, Abba, Abba. He was a spectator and a commentator. The sons of the prophet saw the Elisha going. They said, your master will be taken away from you. They are commenting about his tomorrow, about what is. But when he came back, men that were telling story and commenting about his destiny, they bowed for him. May I announce to you, men that have been commenting about you and thinking that you are nobody in life, they will bow for your God. They will bow to your destiny. They will bow to your God in the name of Jesus. They told the father of Joseph, a white animal tore him up. We saw his clothes on the ground. But they came and bowed for him. Because his life was result oriented. Now, let me quickly go to the last scenario. Jesus scenario. Now, number one. I've given you the scenario of the pool of Bethesda. I've given you the scenario. Time will not permit me to finish it. The scenario about the man at the pool of Bethesda himself. Now, let's look at the man that came on visit. Number one. When Jesus visited the pool, the challenges of that man for 38 years expired that day. Did you hear what I just said? What happened to him? Expire. Now, God said, I should tell you, today, the 14th day of June 2014, as many that walks into this auditorium today, every of your challenges will expire. Every of your problem is truncated. Every of your shame will change to glory. Can I hear your beautiful amen?
So the day Jesus visited that man,
that problem expired.
There is a manufacturing date and there is an expiring date. So every of your problem, as I speak upon this altar, the expiring date has come. Number two, in Jesus' scenario, when Jesus came, he singled out the man from the crowd for the miraculous. He singled out. We are just looking at John chapter 5, verse 1 to 13 today. We are not checking any scripture, just that scripture. Because everything that wants to look like is like that in your life. And when Jesus finished with the man, it ended in celebration. Now, you came to this church this morning, you will not go back with sorrow. You will not go back with shame. You will not go back with the same song. God will put a new song in your mouth. So number two, Jesus' scenario is that when Jesus came there, among the multitude, he said, many are called, you are chosen. He singled out the man. May I announce and pray for you on this altar, you will be singled out. Among those that are singled, you will be preferred among them. Among those that are preferred, you will be outstanding in life. Among those that are outstanding, God will have a touch over your destiny. Can I hear your believing? Amen. So number two in Jesus' scenario is that he singled out the man for the miraculous. Tell your neighbor, hey, the miraculous is about to happen in my life. Okay, say to yourself, the miraculous is happening in me. Prophesy to yourself. The miraculous. Number three in Jesus' scenario, the red light of that man turned green. Every day he sees a red light. You can't move, you can't stand, you can't do anything. Abba. Every day, 365 days and 38 years. That's a long time. So, but that particular day that Jesus came, his red light that he has been seeing turned to what? Green. What is green? How many of you are going? You are leaving your former position. Red light. Your red light has turned to green. Oh, your red light has turned to what? To green. Your red light has turned to green. Your red light has turned to what? To green. Hello, sir. Thank you, sir. Day one, when they brought him there, Gadaba, red light. It is in this part of this world we don't respect red light. Go to America. Just pass. The camera has captured you. In a week's time, you will see a bill. Hello, sir. The man was there lying down for 38 years. Poopoo there. Ito there. But that day Jesus came. That red light. Abba. You stay too long. The man was complaining. You know, I don't have anybody. Jesus said, what do you want me to do? And the man was even dilly-dally. Jesus just raised him. Bam! And he received strength. And the red light turns to green. I'm happy to announce to you that you are here in this service. Your red light has turned to green. Is that the amen to that green light? Is that the amen to that green light? Is that the amen to that green light? Somebody say, my red light has turned to green. Give the Lord a clap offering in the house. It simply means bitterness has turned to sweetness. Shame has turned to glory. Crying has turned to laughter. You can't be in a place of celebration and you will still be bitter in life. Somebody say it will end in what? It took 430 years for Israel to be in Egypt. But at long last, in Genesis, Exodus 15 verse 1, their red lights turned to what? When they saw the Pharaoh and his host swallowed inside the Red Sea. Hold it.
Just hold it. I'm just talking about the scripture. Kilo day for 430 years. They've been in bondage. They left their children's children. They died in bondage. Left their children. Their children's children left their children's children. Abba! But suddenly, Jesus came. And they sang a new song. You will sing a new song. You know, that's my... You see, just two people now. Eh? Two people in this... Number four, and I'm going to end up here this morning. That same day, Jesus in Nero, the insult of 38 years produced results. That Jesus was there was a result-oriented man. And a command, rise up, take up your bed, and go home. Aditi gonbo. Every other person had. But nothing happened to them. But the one that Jesus came to meet, that singled out, had, and something happened to him. The result of Jesus canceled the insult of his life. You have been going about with insults. Upon this message, your insult will disappear. Even your unbelief cannot hinder this message. Did you hear what I just said? Even if you don't have faith, I join my faith with you. And I say, every insult in your destiny is hereby cancelled in the name of Jesus. Somebody say it will end in celebration. Brother Leke, come. This is the man at the pool of Bethesda. Don't worry, he has changed. It wasn't like this before. When he changed, can you recognize that he has been at a spot for 38 years? Hello, sir. After this service, men that does not know you will not know you. No, men that knows you will not recognize you. People that the message is for, they've answered. If this man at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years suddenly appears in his family line, what will happen? They said, this is a ghost. Because they just visited him last week. And they saw the... In fact, when they visited him, they did not... He did not know that they came visiting. They were just looking at him. Shotiku. They were expecting his death. They were expecting that they would have said, come and carry his corpse so that they can give him a befitting burial. But to their surprise, God turned around the situation. To their surprise, God changed their story. Hello, sir. People that have been looking at you are far off. Let's see the hand of her. Let's see the hand of him. Hello, sir. This is a new week. They saw you last week. You have started a new week. They will see a new you. Hello. When they saw him, they said he's a ghost. Some said, no, he's not a ghost. He walked majestically. And the man started singing. Ewa won tolu wa Jelenkeni. Ewa won tolu wa se for me. Eh e bon moment. Eh e lo lo me. Now, and they started saying, who is this man? Because everything they saw in him, the balls they saw in him, the shit they saw around him, everything suddenly disappeared. And they were seeing a skin that has been wrinkled with blemish of all kinds of diseases. But when they saw him, it was like a newborn baby. They are wondering,
And the man changed his song. See, oh, what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Come and see. The man changed his song. They said, "Who are you?" They started asking him, "Who are you?" Thank God. By the Spirit of God, he went to the place where they are having meeting. They were having meeting saying, contribute money, because the way we saw him last week, he's about to die.
I never knew.
Said, you know one thing, the Lord has disgraced you. The Lord has put you to shame. Oh, wait. I have many preachers this morning. Emi leni taye tiro. Le dan come shame. Lift up your hands before God. Malink Brani Masuka Barush and Deleba. Leim Broli Masuka Barush and Delem Kurum Zunta. You told me to tell your people that it will end in celebration. Lord, every hands that are lifted up, including my own, no matter the challenges they are facing or passing through, Lord, I pray this morning, let it end in celebration. Not born again, so that this prayer can complete.
You have not given your life to God. Or you backslided. And you are in sin. Deep neck in sin. I was called that I should pray for you first before finishing this prayer. Wherever you are, come. I want to do something for you. Come, come, quickly, come. One, I'm calling four. Two, if you are not here, I will finish that prayer and we'll move. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Maybe because of you, God have to hurt me. Three, you are here, you are not born again. Deep neck in sin. Thank you, sir. Where are the ladies? Malin Branima Sukaraba. Don't add in your heart now. So that you will not be stranded for 38 years. You better rush to the altar now. Hold it. Four. Lord, for these ones, they've obeyed you. Wash their the blood of Jesus. Cleanse them completely. And make them whole. Hold it. Stand there. Lift up your two hands. Let me finish that prayer. Malimbroli masokali bromo shindale bromalisa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, for every man, every woman that have heard my voice, you said I should tell them it will end in celebration. So I proclaim to you, I pronounce to you, no matter the challenges that you are passing through for the past many years, it may be more than 38 years, it may be many, many years before now, but hear me very well. Upon this altar, I declare to you, that challenge will disappear this week, disappear this month, disappear this year. You will not carry the shame of your reproach again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Give the Lord a clap offering. Follow this man. Oh yeah, follow them. Give the Lord a clap offering. I'm not playing. Hallelujah. Two things we want to do at the same time.